Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I just checked into the hotel, and I'd like to visit the Newman Tower. Is it within walking distance?
Let me give you a map. You can see the hotel is here, and the tower is all the way over there. I'd say it's at least 3 miles.
Well, in that case, I guess I could take public transportation. How much would the bus cost?
It's about €2 each way. But if you're going to visit other popular tourist places as well, you could get a one-day pass instead. They're just €6.
Number 32. What does the man want to do? Number 33. What does the woman show the man? Number 34. What does the woman recommend? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling because I think I left my jacket in the overhead compartment on the plane. It's blue with white stripes. I arrived earlier today on Flight 98 from London.
Okay. I'll just need your seat number so we can check the row you were sitting in. That should be enough information to locate the jacket.
I was sitting in 36F, in the last row of the plane.
All right. We'll call you when we find it. And just so you know, you'll have to come to the airline counter in the baggage claim area to retrieve it.
Number 35. Why is the woman calling? Number 36. What information does the man ask for? Number 37. What is the woman told to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Jisoo. We'd like to move up the press deadline for the spring catalog to the 14th. Do you think you'll have the pages about our Ralton furniture line ready by then?
That shouldn't be a problem. I've completed most of the design work, but we still need the product prices. Sasha, have you received the final product price list from marketing yet?
No, not yet. It was due on Friday, but I still haven't heard from anyone in marketing.
Marlene's the head of marketing. Let me call and ask her to get the listings to you so you can finish up the pages. The catalog is our top priority.
Number 38. What are the speakers working on? Number 39. What are the women waiting for? Number 40. What does the man say he will do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, have you changed the menus here? I noticed there's a symbol next to some of the names of the dishes. What does it mean?
Oh, all the food with this green V symbol is cooked without meat. Some customers ask which meals are vegetarian, so this is an easy way for them to know.
That makes sense. A lot of people are trying to eat healthier now.
Oh, yes. If you look on the back of the menu, we've even added nutritional information about the food selections. Customers like these features so much that last month we were voted best restaurant in the area.
Number 41. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 42. What does the V symbol mean? Number 43. What does the woman say happened last month? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Thornton. I'm calling to confirm your dental appointment with Dr. O'Rourke tomorrow at 3:30.
Oh, yes. Sorry, but I can't make it. My boss scheduled a meeting tomorrow afternoon, and I forgot to cancel my appointment with Dr. O'Rourke. When's the earliest I can reschedule?
Well, we don't have any appointments available until next month, but I can make a note to call you if we have any cancellations before then.
That's okay. Next month is fine. Just let me check my calendar before we make the appointment.
Number 44. What is the man unable to do? Number 45. What does the woman offer to do? Number 46. What will the man probably do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Richard, I'm glad I ran into you. About the launch party for our new baseball video game, did you confirm the menu with the caterers yet?
Yes, I just called the catering company this morning, and their manager says everything is all set.
Good. And you had the idea of having the servers wear baseball hats to go along with the theme of the party. Is that okay with the catering manager, too?
She said it'd be fine, but we'd have to provide the hats. That reminds me, I need to call her back to find out how many servers are working, so I can make sure to have enough hats.
Number 47. What event are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What does the man want the catering staff to do? Number 49. What does the man still need to confirm? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Jessica, welcome to Charcroft Publishers. My name's George Watanabe, and I've been assigned as your book publicist.
Thank you, George. You know, I've never worked with a publicist before. Could you tell me how we'll be working together?
Well, we want to make sure each book we publish sells well, so a publicist is assigned to promote it. With your book, we'll start by building interest through social media, and then follow up with a book tour.
The social media part is fine. I already have a website and a blog, but I'm not sure about a book tour. I'm not really comfortable speaking in front of strangers.
Number 50. Who is the woman? Number 51. What does the man explain? Number 52. What is the woman reluctant to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me? Do you work here? I'm interested in one of the cameras on display behind the counter. It's on your right.
Oh, you mean this one? The Bellani X13.
Yes, that's it.
Just so you know, the battery that's included doesn't last very long. You might want to buy an extra one if you're planning to use the camera a lot. A rechargeable battery only costs about $15.
Thanks, but I'm on a tight budget, so I'll just use the one that's included.
Number 53. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Excuse me, do you work here?"
Number 54. Who most likely is the man? Number 55. What does the man say about the camera? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'm worried about the production rate on assembly line number 3. The machine that seals the mobile phone boxes isn't running as fast as it should, and it's slowing down the whole process.
Oh, we've had trouble with that machine in the past. Instead of having it repaired again, I think we'd better just replace it.
I agree, but we should try to get a new one put in as soon as possible, or we might have to shut down that assembly line.
Okay, I'll call the company that supplies that equipment.
Yes, see how soon we can get it installed.
Number 56. What is the woman concerned about? Number 57. What do the men suggest? Number 58. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Nihal, how was Vancouver?
Relaxing, thanks. Nice to do some sightseeing and take a break from work. How were things while I was away? How's the search for a new engineer going?
I think we've found our person. I left you the paperwork here on your desk.
Is this Cesar Villa's resume? He's a friend of mine. You're telling me he's applied for this job?
That's who I was referring to. He really impressed everyone.
I'm glad to hear that. I've known Cesar since college. We had classes together. I've run into him over the years at conventions, but I had no idea he was applying for a job here.
Number 59. What was the woman doing in Vancouver? Number 60. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Is this Cesar Villa's resume?"
Number 61. How does the woman know Cesar Villa? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Ms. Lee. This is Clyde Anderson from Business Global magazine. I'm writing an article on waste reduction programs, and I understand your company has made significant achievements in that regard at your manufacturing plants.
That's right. There are programs in place at our food plants in both Shanghai and Mexico City. We've reduced the amount of packaging waste by 40% in the last year.
That's quite impressive. Will you be implementing the same program in the United States soon?
Well, we'd like to. It might be hard to do at our California-based plant, though. There are a lot of regulations to consider.
Number 62. What is the man's job? Number 63. What has the company done during the past year? Number 64. Why does the woman say,
"Well, we'd like to"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and order form.
Hi, Mr. Olson. I'm Eun-hee Son from Circle Optical Supplies. I'm calling about the order you placed yesterday.
Oh, yes. I ordered supplies for my eyeglass store. Is there an issue?
Well, we only have 25 of the eyeglass cases you ordered. Unfortunately, we won't have any more in stock for another 2 weeks.
Oh, no. We have a promotional event starting next Friday, and we usually provide a case with each pair of eyeglasses our customers purchase. I guess I'll take the 25 cases you have, but I'll have to order the rest from another company.
Okay, I'll update your order. And as an apology, my manager told me to waive your delivery charge, so we'll cover the $20 shipping fee.
Number 65. Why is the woman calling? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What quantity on the original order form has to be changed? Number 67. What has the woman's manager instructed her to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Hello, I'd like to register for this year's garden show. I think it'll be a good way to market my landscaping business.
I'm sure it will be. We have 4 types of vendor booths. I suggest one of the elite locations.
Those are the most expensive, right? But I will take one of the spots directly across from the food court. I'm guessing there'll be a lot of foot traffic there. Do I need to pay now?
Just a deposit. And I'll give you an information packet in case you have other questions.
Number 68. What most likely is the man's job? Number 69. Look at the graphic. What type of booth does the man reserve? Number 70. What requirement does the woman mention?